This is the Authentic Tea Podcast, brought to you by Resilience Yoga. This is the perfect place to find that time and space just for you. I am your host, Rach, and I'm excited to share with you my love of yoga, meditation, and conscious living. As a medic, I understand the challenges of working in medicine as a woman and the desire to maintain a sense of self and authenticity. This podcast will bring you thoughts and ideas on how to create balance each day and to cultivate practices that allow you to connect to yourself and the world around you. I'm honored to be sharing my cup of tea with colleagues and friends who share their experience of creating their own path through life. I hope these stories inspire you to free your inner self and live more mindfully each day. So it's episode 32 of the Authentic Tea Podcast, and this marks the end of season one. It feels a long time ago that the first episode of this podcast was launched, and I just wanted to share a little clip of that beginning episode where I talked a lot about creating and maintaining habits and how these could apply to yoga. So I will leave you with a small clippet of that now. I share tips from my own home yoga practice that might help you to create yours. A review published by researchers in the UK identified five cross-cutting themes from models of change that can support the maintenance of new healthy practices. 1. Maintenance motives. A positive outcome, for example, the enjoyment of the new behaviour, helps to establish priorities. These may differ from the original motive to start the activity, i.e. a home yoga practice to reduce stress might be the prompt, but the maintenance motive might be, I feel happier and more healthy when I practice yoga at home. Motives are linked to enjoyment, self-determination, and a sense of identity. 2. Self-regulation. Monitoring the new behavior and finding ways to overcome barriers to enacting it. With a home yoga practice, this might be reflecting on whether you practice once or twice in the week. If you find a lapse, then the self-regulation allows you to think about why this lapse occurred. Maybe it was time, other priorities, lack of space, or work travel. Self-regulation helps you to think about how to overcome these challenges the following week or month. Coping with these barriers also improves self-efficacy. 3, resources. The availability of physical and emotional resources to support a home yoga practice. Behaviour change is more likely to occur when resources are plentiful, including time. Lapses will be inherently linked to a lack of resources. Internal self-regulation can also be viewed as part of your resource needs. For a home yoga practice, this might relate to a dedicated space and time to practice, or even a do not disturb notice to hang on the door. 4, maintaining a behaviour because it becomes habitual. After a period of self-regulation, habits will naturally form. Habits are often connected to cues, and replacing negative cues that lead to negative behaviours with more positive cues to lead to beneficial practices. For a home yoga practice, this could mean placing your yoga mat somewhere you see it daily, or changing into your comfy leggings to get motivated. 5, environmental and social influences. Social support and an enabling environment. Social influence and support will impact on the ability to maintain behaviour. Social norms and supportive actions from trusted people can drastically affect whether you continue with your home yoga practice. Think about how you perceive your yoga and how you project this to the people closest to you. Consider addressing concerns upfront by explaining why and how you need support to continue with your yoga journey. I hope that you have enjoyed all these episodes, and I've certainly enjoyed connecting and chatting to every one of the wonderful women that have shared their time, their thoughts, and their inspiring words with us. Many of these episodes have touched on some of these habits, and I hope that you may be able to put these together with some of that cycle of maintaining and creating the habits. When I talked to Helen about community, she mentioned how she would practice gratitude, particularly with her family around the dinner table, and just thinking about those three things that you feel grateful for in the day. And I think it's a wonderful practice to be able to share this with other people in your life. Speaking to Erica in episode 29, we talked a lot about what motivated her and how she had discovered mindfulness and meditation techniques. Erica also shared the power of affirmations and using those affirmations in a daily practice to inspire herself and to remind herself of all the qualities that she could take into her life and feel positive and comfortable with. And then talking to Nikki, back in episode 26, Nikki talked to us about abundance and particularly around the abundance altar and creating something, a physical altar that she uses to give herself those moments and to remind herself of the things that she wants to allow into her life, to manifest in her every day and to keep her moving forward in the direction of her values and her vision. And most recently in episode 31, I talked to Sally, which was a fantastic conversation, and I had so many more questions and so much I would have liked to talk to her about. But Sally shared something about retreating and finding that time, that stillness, and that moment for you. And Sally shared how, while she loves to take those retreats away from home, so in a physical sense, going on a physical retreat, but also finding those moments in the day where she could retreat for herself, taking that cup of tea in the garden, going to connect with a different place or a different moment in time. And this was something that was echoed with my chat with Orlina back in episode, gosh, I can't even remember, episode 24. And Orlina shared how she now felt she was in a place where she had the energy to do all the things she wanted to do in life. And part of that for her has been meditating and finding a space for meditation within her day and fitting that in around all the other wonderful things she loves to do in her life. So these practices of gratitude, of affirmations, of creating an abundance altar, finding that sense of retreat, and of course, meditation, as you know, I absolutely love. These are all small habits, and I do believe that you can create and maintain these habits in your life by slowly adding them and finding the times when they feel right for you and slotting them into your day. So I hope as you listen back to episode one of this podcast about creating and maintaining those habits and how that can apply to yoga, but also so many of those other practices that support a more yogic way of life, that this gives you a sense and perhaps a little seed of inspiration to think about how you can start practicing or continue practicing some of those positive habits in your own life. I want to extend a huge gratitude to everyone who has listened to this podcast. Without an audience, these stories would not be shared. And that's such a power of being able to inspire, share, and connect with so many of you. So thank you, each and every one of you, for tuning in, listening each week, and taking time for yourself to have a cup of tea and to think about something in your day. I really believe in the power of conversations and the power of connection, and that was one of my biggest motivations for this podcast. I've talked about this before, about how it's so important that we share our own stories, find our own voice to inspire other people. And by connecting to all these other women, Rashmi, Katia, Fiona, Orlina, Cheryl, Nikki, Susie, Ali, Erica, Helen, Pauline, Nicola, Yvette, Luin, Penny, Emily, Emma, Arpita, Sally, Tinia. These women have all shared their stories and had that courage to be their authentic self and shared what it has taken for them to find a place in their life where they feel they can live the life that they love. Being able to share my own story of how yoga and meditation have helped me to be more authentic and to take more conscious decisions in my life is why I'm passionate about sharing what I have learned with other women in medicine. I really want to be there to serve that community and to allow women just like you to explore their needs, prioritize their health, and really take those conscious steps towards living that life that they love. So I would love for you to continue to connect with me. You can head over to the website, theresiliencyoga.fr, and you can sign up to join the community there. Or send me an email at rach@resiliencyoga.fr. I would love to continue the conversation with you and hear more about you and what's going on in your world. Keep connected, keep listening, and I will join you again soon for season 2, where I will be chatting to lots more women who continue to inspire me and hopefully inspire you in the same way. You've been listening to the Authentic Tea podcast, brought to you by Rach and Resilience Yoga, creating yoga and meditation content specifically for women in medicine who want to cultivate inner calm and resilience. If you've enjoyed listening, please subscribe, rate, write a quick review, and join us again soon.